This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. A lot of the ag tech that's being pitched to farmers today is coming from companies that are backed by venture capitalists. Ag entrepreneur and podcaster Hannah Senior says this is great for a small subsegment of businesses that fit this VC model, but we should also be looking at alternatives.
I don't think it's controversial to recognize that VC as a business model was not designed for agriculture, and there are characteristics that don't lend themselves particularly well to the agricultural setting.
Senior said she'd like to see more technology adapting to agriculture instead of agriculture adapting to traditional tech funding models.
We have ag tech companies trying to morph to meet the needs of the VC business model. And what I wanted to try and do is to say, well, if we think about building businesses that solve problems, how do we think about financing those so that then those businesses can grow and develop into what they need to be?
Senior presented these alternatives in a new documentary-style podcast series called Innovating Ag Tech.
I'm suggesting if we had a wider range of methods of investing in startups that need capital to develop and grow, then we would see a wider range of solutions coming to market and developing over time.
Learn more by searching Innovating Ag Tech on any podcast platform. This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.